listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108. That is Al Wilson opening up today's program on K108. Gosh, remember Show and Tell?
Yeah,
big hit by Al Wilson.
That's the game.
Yes, it is. Anyway, it's time once again for the Carol Cox program on this Sunday morning. And, well, let's go over to Carol right now. Hi,
hey,
Carol.
Thank you, Francis. Good morning. Good morning to all of you out there, and good afternoon for those that will be listening later on. I thank you for joining me, and I wanted to just go right ahead and let you know 524-1080 is the number if you want to call in, and we're going to be talking about many issues, but primarily HB444, and we're going to title this, as I've titled it on the my webpage at carol@carolcox.com, carolcox.com. HB444, the Civil Union Bill vetoed June 6, 2010. Governor Lingle her biased meetings and non-permitted rally. And as we go, you'll understand why we make reference to the biases and the non-permits, or lack thereof. And as you know, she vetoed the bill, the governor did, and she gave some rather eloquent statements, and I would say not falling short of being a great leader. The words flowed, and it reflected that she had given great thought and had, you know, been righteous about arriving at her decision. And I don't believe we've seen such presentation or representation. And that's where it stopped. I'll call it a misrepresentation, because the governor was disingenuous. The governor, Lingle, allowed, and some of you, if you think this is about religion and my dislike about religion, then tune in and we can talk later about that. But this is about civil rights, justice, and not about the things that will benefit through HB 444, but fairness. A community being ignored, a community being discriminated against, and I mean the gay, lesbian, and that community, as well as normal people that don't consider themselves in that sense, just you and me, or heterosexuals, or but the title that they've given, the church people, and I use the term the normal, because the church people say that it's not normal. So we're all are not normal. We don't have perfect lives in our lives. So here's what we have. The governor required Equality Hawaii to obtain a Department of Accounting and General Services special use permit. They were required to get it, and they requested that permit on 7-6-10, 4-7-6-10, the day of her announcement. The time would have started at 6 a.m. and went to 6 p.m. The governor, and this is the law now, requires anyone gathering at the state capitol would be required to obtain a permit. And that's the law. And it was revised to make sure that everybody understood it and everybody was fair. So the gay, lesbian community and others that support that, and they were there, they were being compliant with the conditions of their permit, they had no problems, they were very civil, just on and on and on. Lo and behold, Mr. Francis Oda, who you've heard me talk about him on this show through the International Transformation Network. And in tow with Mr. Oda was Mr. Dennis R. Cocky, who you've heard me talk about on this show, and other pastors that were along with him. And along with him, or them, those pastors, there were at least 200, and as Mr. Oda said, described it, about 400 people that congregated at the state capitol. And the problem is, they didn't have a permit. But they were allowed to congregate, to pray, to sing, to antagonize the people that did have a legal permit, that had gone and gotten a permit, complied with the law. The sheriff was there. The sheriff did not arrest Francis Oda, did not cite Francis Oda, did not turn him away. And the reason is that Mr. Oda was expected and was invited, especially with a few other pastors, by Governor Linda Lingle to attend the session where she was going to announce her decision. Now, Mr. Oda and his group, the 200 to 300, 400 people, outnumbered the people that had the permit. And so the permit conditions were, that was issued. Now, And listen closely. The area to be used was the Capitol Rotunda and areas around the Damien and Queen statues and public sidewalk for sign waving. So, they couldn't use the portion that they had a permit for because Mr. Oda and his group, or I don't know if the way as they carried on and behaved, I don't know if I call them a group, maybe a herd or something like that. Well, that's what I'll more accurately would be a herd because they were following, like I guess Oda was the one with the bell on his neck and they had been trained to follow him. But nonetheless, they were there, mooing and booing and cheering and whatever, and were able to walk through where the little portion of area out by the Damien statue, where the people that had obtained the permit were legally allowed and permitted. They walked through their group holding signs, veto SB 444. And I mean some of the horrendous things that one could think about. Stop the lie about equality. We haven't, on and on. It's homosexuality is the end of the human race. God loves you, so he set boundaries. Now, these people didn't have permits to walk through and antagonize the people in the gay community, but they were allowed to. Now, try and imagine enduring that. You've legally complied with everything, and then someone comes and puts it in your face, and then has the protection of the sheriff, who obviously the sheriff doesn't have any need to discriminate, and they're carrying out the orders of the top. And the top, and the connection is, Governor Lingle had invited Mr. Oda and other pastors to attend a private prayer session prior to the media and a few special dignitaries that were invited. So they had a prayer. And I know this because Mr. Oda told us, and you'll hear later. But right now, I'm going to play you an interview that I did with Mr. Oda, and I apologize for some of the wind, but we can live through it and we'll get by. This is Francis Oda.
Mr. Oda, how are you? I'd like to get a soundbite from you here. What's Carol Cox? I have the radio show. What do you expect the outcome? Any idea?
Well, we're hopeful.
Yeah? How many people do you think turn out with you today here?
Well, it's hard to say, a couple of hundred, I would say, because there's an equal group downstairs, too.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah. We actually did not call a rally, per se.
Okay.
We just asked people to come and pray. And so these are the people that come and pray.
And so what's your next step if it's passed? What, do you have any intentions or ideas or anything, the next step for your organization?
We haven't gotten there.
You will accept it, or do you have anything, any strategies, any plans in the works?
Not that I would talk about right now.
Okay.
Let's focus on the moment.
But you're hopeful for a positive outcome in favor of that it be vetoed, are you?
Yeah.
I see. So which organization are you actually representing here?
Hawaii Family Forum.
Hawaii Family Forum? I see. And then that organization is for vetoing the bill.
Yes, we're for traditional marriage.
Okay. Some of the members I spoke to earlier, they were saying that they're concerned about
homosexuality and lesbian engaged influencing children and what have you. Is that one of the main concerns? Do you share that?
There are a number of concerns, but essentially it's this. You don't make a major shift in the structure of society in the manner in which it was done, where it's clear the majority of people, whether they are Christian or of other faith or not, do not favor it. Because polls have shown, plus callings have shown, that still the great majority of people in Hawaii do not favor this.
Do not favor
the
passage of quote-unquote.
Yeah, a scientific poll was done where 66% did not favor it. Not 444, but same-sex marriage. You heard that the governor, of all the people that called into the governor's office, 85% wanted a veto. So this is not a religious thing. There are many, many people who are non-religious at all still have this belief that society should honor.
Now, you say a lot of the members were referring to a poll, too. Who took this poll or these polls? What specific poll are you referring to?
The SMS poll, that Hawaii Family Forum.
Okay, so Hawaii Family Forum, who you represent, conducted a poll.
Well, we didn't conduct a poll. We hired a very reputable...
Oh, okay, but you hired someone.
Yeah.
And that company was who?
SMS Research. I think they're well-known in Hawaii.
I see. And they did what you would describe, what, an independent?
Independent scientific poll.
And then how was that done? Through the paper, phone-in, or what did it consist of?
They phoned a scientific percentage of the voters of Hawaii.
I see. So they just took the list and randomly went through? How was that done?
It's sort of random, but they have certain scientific criteria that they use when they design the process.
And when was that done? What initiated and when was it finalized?
I believe it was in February, but I'm not totally sure.
Now, I noticed you're also with IDEA, and they told me to check with you about the International Transformation Network. Are you involved in that, in the international one or the local, the Hawaii Transformation? Which one are you involved in, or both?
Both.
Okay. So do they have a role of supporting you as well in this effort here today and hoping to influence
the IDN is not involved, of course. That's an international organization.
I see.
The Hawaii organization is only involved to the extent that this movement is not kind of limited to one organization, but those people who are sympathetic, and many of them come out of Christian churches, and so that's
it. So if I run down a few names, Ed Silvoso, does he support your efforts to seek veto of this bill here locally?
I imagine he certainly supports, but not in any official capacity.
How about Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona?
Well, he has come out very publicly.
In opposition to the bill.
Right.
How about Gary Aquino?
He's come out very publicly.
Luffy Hanneman?
Luffy has not declared a position on the bill.
Okay, but he's spoken at some of the gatherings where he was in opposition to same-sex or civil union.
Same-sex marriage, too.
Yes, okay. And then how about, what's the gentleman's name that's Sakamoto, Norman Sakamoto?
I haven't talked to Norman about it, so.
Okay, you haven't spoken with Norman about the bill?
About this issue.
This bill at all? He hadn't participated with you folks in any form? Not specifically. To what degree then? Generally, did he talk to you about it? No? So I'm just trying to get an idea of background on it, so. Okay, well, thank you.
Can I have your card?
Yeah. That ram's horn sounds good.
Okay, that's Mr. Francis Oda, and I do apologize for the noise, but you couldn't hear yourself think they're on the fifth floor. Now, keep in mind, they didn't have a permit to be there at all, but somehow they were able to migrate up to the fifth floor with the accommodations of the governor and the security guards who stood there and the sheriff people that were there, and not a single person told to leave because they didn't have a permit to assemble. So, if you know Mr.
Oda, isn't it funny that when people within the church, they have a difficult time to accepting a lot of the things with the science, that science provide answers to, but boy, have no problem to referring to a scientific poll. Isn't that funny? How can you abandon science when it comes to evolution and all of the other things with the environment and all, but then when it comes to a poll, oh, it's quite scientific. Why didn't we hear the other way they talk about it, that it's biblical? They got it through the biblical efforts, or whatever, however they do it. Something light came on and they saw it and felt it. But isn't that funny? But I'm being a little specious here, but the problem is, while standing there, I saw a community being assaulted, their rights being assailed. And I observed this, and can you imagine a ram's horn blowing? Now, keep in mind, the state capitol is a working building. There were still people's business being conducted there. This wasn't at the midnight hour. This was a public building. People were still coming in, meeting with some of their legislators or dealing with matters that they need to do that their legislators would have helped them with. But not a single peek out of the governor's protective service or guards or anyone. They stood at the door, and in fact, I have pictures of them embracing and hugging some of the pastors. But the thing is, when I asked them, okay, can I go in, maybe attend the prayer or take some pictures with the media? No, your name's not on the list. So Governor Lingle had set up a list, a special list. And then after the prayer, she came in. But I want to share another one, and this is just going to be back and forth. And I do apologize, and some of you are going to find this a little sensitive, and I'm sensitive, too, to ethnic and cultural issues. But this next interview, these are people that walked up to me. Now, I didn't have to hunt and peck and scratch for these people. They come to me and ask me if they could give me a comment. And they were out protesting, and they were from local churches here. And I want you to hear, this is what Governor Lingle tells you the people spoke and she listened, and that a lot of them were out there, and that's what she drew her decision from, and on and on. So I want you to get a sampling of what, and nothing has been altered or doctored on this, and this was, I'm standing conducting an interview of one person, and this person walks up and offers to give an interview.
They feel that they are mentors.
I see.
And it will dwell all their life, mm-hmm. and you will go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if gay kissing to kick gay, you know, men kissing men, mm-hmm. woman kissing woman,
it goes against nature.
On the street.
It's so fit.
I see.
Yeah.
Fit.
Okay. Right. Whatever they see, what do they, you know, kissing each other, or holding, hugging each other. Whatever they see, it will develop all their mental youth age. And whatever they see young age, and it will, they grow up, they will become just like. I don't want, you know, all our children see, you know, what they see.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have a thing about the, oh, be careful,
so,
little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear, like that, yeah?
Okay,
so
that's a song that you...
Yeah, I don't want, you know, our Hawaiian children...
What was that song again?
Can
you sing that a couple more verses?
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ear, what you hear. You know, Father or Babu, you know, what you look at you, yeah? So, you know, whatever they see at young age, it will develop all their life, and you will become just like that.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And your name is?
I don't want that happen.
Your name is?
Lydia.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want all Hawaiian, you know, people, the children see the kind, you know.
And where are you originally from?
What? Yeah. Oh,
you're from Korea. Oh, I see.
I don't know, but I love America.
Angumalada?
Yeah, I love America more than Korea because I became American citizen.
Uh-huh.
I love America because I'm orphan.
Ah, you're an orphan, huh?
Yeah, I'm American more better. I became
Let me
American.
Ask you, what is the status of the issues with homosexuality, lesbian, gays, and all in Korea. Can you...
Korea...
How are they treated? Or how are
the... district. They cannot walk on the street. If they do, they walk on the, special only Nampo Dong area. They're calling, they help Nampo Dong area. They alley, small alley, they only come out nighttime. Because Korean people hate them, they scared to come out daytime.
Really?
Yeah.
The gays and lesbians are afraid to come out in the daytime because in Korea, what do they do?
America, too much freedom. They love to, they give too much freedom to gay and lesbian. America freedom too much is over. It's not good for equal, equal in the biblically.
Biblically, because, it's not equal, huh?
Yeah, you know why Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Because of homosexual life.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you. Well, that's scientific, I guess, that poll. These are people that participated. This is a sampling of the types of people and the types of people that showed up in tow with or in the herd with Francis Oda. And this isn't, I'm not going to rehash and debate the content of the bill and what's right, if homosexuality is right, wrong, or what have you. That's private business. We, when we make law and we make legislation or what have you, we have to be careful, and so does the governor and all of our, like Calvin say, who just abandoned us and left us to this community. We as a free people, he abandoned you, me, the gay community, and said that he's not going to hold any special hearing or session to veto or challenge Lingle. So, again, I guess I'm lost for words at sometimes here, because it's telling when you look at the people that were there shouting and praying and blowing the ram's horn and all of this, and they couldn't comply with the simple permit requirement. Now, one of the other things that, before I go any further, was that this the people that got the permit had to also get a certificate of liability, get insurance. They had to pay $300 to buy insurance. Where was Francis Oda's insurance? Well, he didn't need one because he had insurance to meet with the governor and have a private prayer with the governor. You didn't see that in the media because it was done in a fashion that they didn't want to see it and didn't want anyone to know it, but they had a special prayer. So, again, I'd like to let people speak for themselves, and that was why I went out to get a sampling. And this is representative of the average person that I spoke to. As you see, Francis said, this isn't about religion. Well, there's one individual right there who was sign-waving. It's all about religion and ignorance, too, I must add. But I don't know how we got from homosexuality to America gives us too much freedom. Maybe I'll do another show on that and figure out, is that the purpose of immigrants to come here and gauge how much freedom we have? I thought that was the beacon of hope that they found their way and navigated their way here, because we are a free people. But anyway, that's a smack in the face. I guess that's what you get when you have people that had little or no freedom, and once they get a good drink of it, they get crazy or drunk on it, I guess. But anyway, I want to share with you another one. And again, the quality of it is, this is near the streets and also up on the fifth floor, and you couldn't hear much. And so this was trying to get as best I could. But I want to share with you, now here's a teacher that is very devout, a true follower of this organization, this movement, as Francis Oda called it, to fight the HB 444 and the delve in the lives of private people, the private lives of people. This is what this movement, and these are the people that make this movement, make it up or compose it. So this lady talks about, she's a teacher, she says. She's worked for DOE for 35 years or so, And I want you to hear the logic behind her thinking and how informative she is. And then I'll talk later about it.
At 3 o'clock, Lingo's going to meet with many of the pastors. And so if we can still be here at 3 o'clock to pray and give us what we're doing. So we still got some time. So if you want to go eat lunch or what?
So, getting a little skip here, but I want you to hear this, what is happening. We're having a little technical problem, but we'll work it out. It's just, what you heard there was actually, I was going to play that later. This is where I say they were having a private prayer. This is the evidence, and I have other recordings where, and I actually stood there and witnessed Francis Oda tell the other pastors that they were going to go and have a private prayer. And the prayer was going to be held prior to the media coming in. And that tell everybody to go and eat. This is about 1:15, to go and eat, and they will return back at 3. And it looked, she had made her decision, and it looks promising.
So, Columbus, you say Columbus
this
left,
is a teacher.
Left Europe to come because Europe of homosexuality?
Morals. Okay, I mean...
That's why he came here.
Because of the morals, they wanted their God in the country that had disintegrated, like we see ours happening
today. In Europe, he wanted.
Yeah. And it's the same thing's happening right now in our day and hour.
And what country was he from again?
Britain,
Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how America got started, and that's the first thing they laid down was God is this country and freedom for all. And freedom is a good thing, but people can also abuse it, right?
Mm-hmm. So Columbus left Britain, his home country, to come here to start a new life and
to start, yeah,
religious
they
and start.
Colony. They had their pioneers that started here.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Declaration, you read it over and over that they composed. It was, you know, it's not religion. It's knowing, doing good versus
mm-hmm.
evil. That's the only way we'll survive.
Uh-huh. I see.
And of course we're not perfect. We're not gonna be
right.
Holy, holy, you know. Thing is we try to do our best.
Uh-huh.
3 o'clock, Lingo's gonna...
Okay. Now this is rather testy here trying to play this and juggle it, but you may recall Christopher Columbus, and now I know I'm from Mississippi, and we have a low level of education. I mean, we rank on the bottom, but I distinctly remember that he didn't come from Great Britain, and he didn't come here because he was tired of the homosexuality and lack of morals in Great Britain, and that's why America was founded. Now, this is when my toes curl. This is when I start to shake and sweat inside, because if the governor stands up and tell the world, Governor Linda Lingle tells the world that she has listened to people and she has made her decision based on good thought, sound thought, sincerity of the people and all of that, and you have people... And mind you now, these are the prominent ones that were in these groups. And I have other samplings of that. And so, what a wonderful deal to have a herd of people following you as ignorant as a rock. Just completely ignorant. And when you talk to them, they tell you what the Bible said. If they can't read a history book, how in heck can they read the Bible and then convey it and apply it to life? They can't even read history books, folks. The history book does not tell you that Christopher Columbus came from Great Britain. In fact, no Great Britain when he was around. So, are you scared now? Or are you satisfied with Lingle's response and her explanation? I'm frightened, and to know that she would resort to such tactics. And I'm hoping that this community, that the gay and lesbian community, as well as you and I, support this and file an action. Because today, it's that community. Tomorrow, it's you, because it says the system is flawed now. We have a legislative body that, before the decisions are made, makes a public statement to say that we're not going to be around to oppose or even take action and attempt to veto the governor's ruling. He already just said, here, you take him to the slaughterhouse, Linda, and we'll just watch, no problem. And then Linda moves in with the preachers and comes in and have their private prayer within the governor's executive office, using security guards paid by taxpayers to ward off and fend off people like myself, or just the general public wanting, they may have wanted to go down and pray with them if they were invited. Wouldn't you like to go and pray with the governor? And then you probably wouldn't want to be seen with this, because they were spewing hatred and bigotry. But I understand, but I'm just trying to draw a parallel here. This is the worst I've seen it, the worst I've seen it ever. When something as overt as this, and basically everyone missed it. We were so watchful of the, what's she going to do? What's her decision? When in fact, things going around us, our rights were being eroded. And openly, this wasn't something that was hidden. There, the sheriff should have said, you don't have a permit, you must leave. And therefore, we're citing you anyway, because you shouldn't have come here. And it invited, it created, it's like taking a match and putting gasoline with it. If, in fact, something, and there were incidents. One gentleman, I'm told, I wasn't there to see this specific one, but it's a trusting source, that they were actually confronted by some of the religious person from that group. And was threatened with bodily harm. Others tell me that they were from the gay and lesbian community, and supporters of that were wanting to go up to the fifth floor and see what was happening there. They were prohibited from going. So how can you keep a few people from going and yet have a up to 200, 300, 400 people go up to the fifth floor and mull around? Because Lingle knew that she had the media there, and she wanted a backdrop to convince you, the citizen, that you see how off-kilter this is, how uneven it is. Look, there's only a handful of people from the gay and lesbian community and who supports the bill. And look at this mass, or this herd, I should call it, that is here supporting my decision. I didn't find one intelligent person amongst that whole crowd. And I'll say that, and I'll say it over and over, because you cannot, when you look at the composition, you got immigrants, you got people of color, you got people that were handicapped, and they're projecting hatred, being manipulated, wouldn't know, didn't know what was going on. And the last one I'm going to play is real quick. This is a confirmation where you'll hear there's a pastor from Motorcycles. His name is Mark, Motorcycles for Ministry. And he's telling the people that Francis said, go out and eat lunch and come back.
3 o'clock, Lingle's going to meet with many of the pastors. And it sounds promising. Yeah. So if we can still be here at 3 o'clock, we can pray and give our support to it. So we still got some time. So if you want to go eat lunch or what have you.
Anyway, I have better ones, but for the sake of time, I was trying to get things done. But what he's saying, 3 o'clock, the announcement's going to be made, and we're going to come back and pray, and Oda is going to go in, and they're going to pray and with the governor, and Lingle's going to make her announcement. It looks pretty promising. So how would they know that? Well, they knew that already. That's why she brought them there. But again, if you want to call in, you got a question or a statement or a comment, give me a call, 524-1080. And you can, the entire story, it's such a big thing, in my opinion, that it's I place it on the website and many pictures and videos and what have you, just to memorialize this so that you have, you, the person who does not hate, and those that need to be educated, to look to see what has infiltrated our government, the influences. Now, you've heard me talk about Sakamoto and others, and I own on TV, on my show here. And what I'll submit is that this is this movement that has woven its way into our government. And it seems as an innocent act, but there's a battleground here. And the battleground is filled with some serious people who are motivated biblically, are motivated through ignorance, motivated through hatred. And I don't think I've seen a collection of bigots as I've seen anywhere. And I can qualify that by saying in the South and where I've lived in the past, this is a continued everyday hatred. You pick up the papers and you look and it's spewing hatred. And they are influencing legislation. I've never seen anything like it, to see preachers have a special prayer. But that just speaks to the willingness, what a politician will do for a vote. He'll abandon our rights. He or she will abandon us as a people. The democracy that we think we have, it goes out of the window, because this is a setting the stage so Lingle can elevate herself politically, make it look good for Duke Iona so that he can move in. And then when Norman Sakamoto moves in, he's of the same ilk. And as I've shown you, he went to Argentina with these guys in the ITN. And by the way, they've never denounced. I've asked them to denounce by way of letter. None of them responded. I've asked them questions about it. None of them responded. But they seem to be moving and creeping right along in the halls of justice, in the halls of the governor, and on and on. And not a single one. And the other thing is, where is the ethics commission? The state ethics. I filed a complaint on Sakamoto and Duke Iona, Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona. Haven't heard anything. So is it a cover-up? I'd say it is. As we know, when you see what they did with Mulway, and they should have fired them all if they were going to fire anybody. Everybody at the desk, that when you go into the ethics commission, they're political. They and in fact, I would describe them as being sleazy. They make you, the citizen, like myself, go through. And I have a video, and we're going to put it together, on what I had to go through there to file those complaints. They try to discourage me in filing it. But anyway, the real issue here is, are we ready and willing to stand by and let this thing develop into, I'd say, if Iona or Hanneman gets in as governor and Sakamoto is the lieutenant governor and you get Gary Aquino in. See, Gary Aquino will introduce the bill that you can only teach creationism in the state schools. Sakamoto will get out and do what Duke is doing, smile and shake hands and trick you and court the religious side, and those that are Buddhist, those that are Jewish, those that are, you'll be led down the path and vote with them, but they're just using your vote, and they'll abandon you too sooner or later.
because they want a Christian state. So you take that, and Okino introduces the bill, Sakamoto, and then voila, Duke will go ahead and pass the bill, sign it into law, because Calvin Say will go off to China with him to sell Musubi and make sure that he has Musubi and all those other good things that he sells with his company, Maribaya. He don't care. So, speaking politically now, you better start thinking about how and who you vote for, because there's something happening here, and if they will go to this length to orchestrate and ignore the rights of the gay community who comply with the law by getting permits and what have you, and then in turn allow private prayer while excluding others. Why didn't they invite some of the people from the gay community? They're not saying that they don't believe in God and what have you. They may have wanted to pray, but instead they were excluded. So is that discrimination? Is that bigotry? Is that being abandoned by your government so that others can benefit from your pain, your suffrage? But anyway, that's the long and short of it. But if you were to go and look at some of these things that we have posted, I tried to do the best we could in that bringing this out, and I wasn't there to try and do the news. I knew that the requirements were to have permits, and I knew that it could be a volatile mix. You could have people, and as they did demonstrate, and in some of the instances, imagine you have the right to be there and you have a permit, and 100 or 200 people come to you and hold their hands up and start to pray and hold their hands up and projecting toward you, saying that the Lord is going to punish you for being gay. That's a direct confrontational act that the sheriff department, that Linda Lingle allowed. Nobody, no legal minded person, no person that has the authority, the right, and that have complied with the law should experience this. So it was as if the people in the gay community was dehumanized at that moment by this religious hybrid government mix. I don't know what you'd call it, but I would say to you that you'd better watch out. This is no laughing matter. It was HB 444 this time. What will it be tomorrow? So we have some serious problems, folks, with this entire process. And I'm hoping that we can get past the language of the HB 444 and all of that and do what's right by the people. Government should not be in legislating the lives of individuals. Interracial marriage was illegal. And keep in mind, that was illegal. And they gave reasonings where it was religious. God didn't want that. So now today it's homosexuality. God doesn't want that. And yet they don't know if Christopher Columbus was born in Europe or Spain or wherever, and don't know that the king and the queen funded his trip to come around the world so that they can pilfer. But anyway, I thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next week. And if you have any questions, any clarifications, please go to carolcox.com, carolcox.com, and send me a blog or email, and hope to see you next week. Aloha. Thank you.
listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.